Okay. So this year, the way the calendar falls out, we have obviously a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's not always the case. They're basically two configurations. This configuration, Yom Kippur is on Wednesdays and Sukkot is on Sunday night. And occasionally Yom Kippur is on a Thursday. When Yom Kippur is on a Thursday, Sukkot is Monday night. There's also Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's a little more rare. That's the year that follows Erev Pesach on Shabbos. We figured out Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and the three-day Purim, Purim on Friday, and so on and so forth. So the following Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday and Wednesday, and Kippur is a Thursday. So either that configuration or this year's configuration, there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Let's say a lot of times Yom Kippur is around Shabbos itself. Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, and obviously there's no Shabbos in Yom Kippur and Sukkot, because Sukkot will be Wednesday night. Sometimes, like next year, Yom Kippur will be on Monday. Next year, all the four Yom Tovim are Shabbos Sunday. You know, the Shana and Sukkot and Shemitah Teres next year, all Shabbos Sunday. We haven't had that in a long while, in 10 years. But that's next year, next year. In such a case, Yom Kippur is on Monday, and again, so Sukkot is the following Friday night. So the two out of the four, half the configurations, there can be a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and half the configurations not. When it is, it's always going to be Parshas Hazino. Because you got to obviously be up to the Dos HaBrocha by Sukkot. So the Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, if there is one, is always Parshas Hazino. If there is no Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then Hazino is the previous week, Shabbos Shuvah, and then they double up Nitzav Vayelech the week before that. We see Nitzav Vayelech was separate. Anyway, so this year we have a Shabbos, and of course a Sunday, before Sukkot. Sukkot starts on Sunday night. So it's interesting. I want to talk about an issue relating to building the sukkah in a year such as this, a very interesting tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. We'll begin the two of the very important Ashkenazic poskim, the Maharil and his Talmud, the Marizvah, the Maharil, both mentioned that it's proper to build one sukkah, or at least to begin building one sukkah, right after Yom Kippur. The Maharil, Yaakov Levi, Maharil lived in the late 1300s, early 1400s, very important Ashkenazic posik. So he writes, they quote, the Dorosh Mari Segal. That was, he was called Mari Segal, Mari Yaakov Segal. Segal, the abbreviation Segal, people listen to Segal, are very often Levian. Because Segal is in the Rosh Hashanah, so Segan LaKohen, assistant to the Kohen. Okay, now names are mixed up, but Segal, he was a Levi, Maharil, that's the Lamed in Maharil, it's the Levi, Yaakov a Levi. So it's called, sometimes called those Mari Segals. Dorosh Mari Segal, Miad, this is right at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkos. He writes, Miad lach Yom Kippur yaso kol odem laso sukaso. Right after Yom Kippur, a person should get busy building a sukkah. Mishum shenishlo yemei tshuva, okay, because the days of tshuva, you know, the tenth tshuva have come to an end. V'yom rishon shenichnas lechait chas v'shalom. You know, we have a drashas chazal that says on the pasuk lekachtem lachem b'yom rishon, yom rishon lecheshbon averes avonos. What exactly that means? A lot of drashas about it, but somehow it's Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos, that the first day of Sukkot is the first day there's a reckoning of Averus. I don't understand what that means, I don't want to talk about that right now. But somehow, the first day of Sukkot, we're eligible, again, to do Averus and be held accountable. We're always held accountable. But somehow, this Joshua is more accountable than, or it's a Metzias, because between Yom Kippur, you're busy, as says Metzuba, from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, you're so busy getting ready for Sukkot, that I told somebody, I found the yesterday, of course, Yom Kippur is a very emotionally draining day. I was young yesterday. Today, I built my sukkah, a very physically draining day. I feel more tired today than I was yesterday Yom Kippur. My shoulders hurt. I was slipping. Okay, good. That's the avoda. There's no time to do averes. But anyway, I can always find time, unfortunately. But anyway, so the
while you're building
the
stuff, you hit the other guy in the head.
Right, that's right. Or you yell at the right, exactly. Anyway, but what the Maharil writes is, initially he made tshuva, Yom Rishon Shnichas Chayit Chas Hashem Yachdim Es Atzma Letzchul Mitzvah Kedei Lekayim Yehu Mechayel Al Choyel. Okay, Yehu Mechayel. You go from strength to strength. You went from Yom Kippur. Don't come back from Kippur and goof off. Right away, get busy. Yechom echalcha, get busy with the next mitzvah. V'chein hei et shepam achas chal yom kippur and b'yom hei. To tell a story that one time in Kippur is a Thursday. Again, it's rarest of the combination, but it can happen when Kippur is a Thursday. The year, the previous Pesach was on Motzei Shabbat. U'machos v'erev Shabbat ikla marila ir shom maharam. Maril went to visit Maharam. I don't know who that is. Okay, it's not the Maharam Rutenberg. Maril never saw the Maharam Rutenberg. Okay, Rosenberg died before the Maril was born, but he had, I think, a funnel or Moshe something, right? That's what. Anyway, Motzo Shemaram Segal Haya Osek B'Sukoso. Well, Miskanam, he was busy and he didn't want to listen to anybody, he didn't want to chit chat with anybody. But Rosh Hashanah El Mahari Segal El Asharam Shabbola Dov Afan of Omer Hol V'Osam Mitzvah Yarcha Lo Tachlit. Okay, V'Chein Lo. But don't delay. I mean, he wouldn't. He was busy the day after Yom Kippur. It was Erev Shabbos, but he didn't care what was busy. So that's my real brain.
Huh?
Oh, we'll get to that shortly. Hold on. Okay, that's the so that's the ruling or the presentation of the Maharil. It's Talmud Marivail, early 1400s, beginning of Dinei Sukkah. It's V'yesh Nahagru. Some have the minig lahaskel miyad b'sukkah, to get busy right away with the sukkah. The siv pasuk is the Hillel Perek Pei Dalet pasuk Ches Yelchu Mechayel Ochoyel. Right, again, to go from strength to strength. Right, again, based on this Maharil and Marivail. So the Ramor brings this both in the Darkei Moshe. I'm not going to read from the L, read from the Shulchan Aruch. This is Ramor brings the Shulchan Aruch actually twice in a row. Interesting. The very end of Siman Tov Reish Chav Dalet, which is the last Siman in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. The very last Siman in Hilchos Yom Kippurim is Tov Reish Chav Dalet. So the Ramor writes over there, Bahamidaktikim, Maschilin Biyad, the Motzei Yom Kippurim, Basias Asuka, Kedei Lotzeis, Mi Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Medaktikim, the people want to be, Mahadir and so on, they begin right away on Motzei Yom Kippurim, they begin with the Sukkah. And they call it the Maharil and other sources of other Minhagim. Okay, and the Marival, as I mentioned before. So that's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the top Reish Chof Dalet, it's the very end of Sif Hei. Huh?
Every time you have two mitzvahs, you go from one to the other.
Okay, by davening and learning.
Well, listen, I have a chance to bring the band to my next door neighbor.
Okay.
Go right away.
But here they
go.
We'll
go back to Yisrael. Why doesn't Yisrael
that? That's a good question. If it does, you're right. That's part of davening, maybe. That's a good question. No, it's only Chayel Chayel.
It doesn't mean that you weren't.
Yeah.
It means besides that. What's his motive?
Now, it means at night. So that's what Mishnah Berurah clarifies in his quite new test. Maschilin. You begin. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Uv Yom HaMachar, the next day, Yaseh Kula, build the whole thing. As you start a little bit at night, do something. I'll tell you what I do. I take out some of the boards. I'm exhausted from Kippur, like most people. So I go in, I take some things out, then I'm going to have the sukkah, and that's it. Yeah.
Anything wrong with doing it last week?
That's a whole different discussion, which I'm not going to tonight. That's a question you can do. Yeah, it's social media, anytime, three or four, good.
You can, but, sure you can, but which is better?
Here you have this idea of Mechayel Ochayel. So that's the Tov Reish Chof Dalet. The very next sif, that's the last sif in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. The very next sif is obviously the first sif in Sukkah. So it's Tov Reish Chof Hei. And there the Ramor writes, Mitzvah L'Sakin HaSukkah Miyad L'Achay Yom Kippurim Mitzvah Abol Yodo Ayach Mitzema. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, don't delay. So the Mishnah Berurah there, well, wonders a little bit, he just said it in the previous sif. I mean, some of us forget things, but Lechora. He mentioned the following. So he said, here, he just says mitzvah, right, Echonami. But that's what Mishnah Berurah said. Mishnah Berurah stressed in cotton base, after Kar Kosol El, this hopes in the Tavarish Hosam Balaila Haskola Ba'alma. There, it's told the night before, Motzayim Kippur, at night, you just do something, you begin it. Ulamachar is Misakin Kula im Efsher. Okay? And also, Gam Sham, as we did point out, I really in the Daktik with myself. Yaskil Dvar Ma Besukum Yabarado. Omisha Ein Medaktik, you want to be said that I'll call upon him the next day, but my Machar is Achir Tim Sakhnesses, Yaskil Gmur Kula im Efsher. And he says, Rafilu Arab Shabbos Ad Chatzos. Okay? Vachar is the Yeshom of the Osir. Some say afterwards you should work. Right, doing work on Friday. Right.
Watch your train.
So the din of getting ready for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That's after Chatzot. That's all I want to mention. Right. Anyway, that's what appears. Now, so we have this idea of Yelchu Mechal Chayel. We have this idea of Mitzvah V'yol Yelcha Al Tach Mitzena. The Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, has a very interesting drosha. I don't know if it's original or not, but he mentioned in the end of Siman Tov Reish Chof Dalet. He has and so on. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. After Yaakov and Esav meet, okay, and they part company, he says, "Vayosher bayomahu Esav ledarko seira, Yaakov noso sukosa." Seir is Yom Kippurim, and you know, Esav went back to Seir. right? Where he was, and Yaakov Noso Sukoso. He says Kavur Mefarshim. So I don't know. I mean, the earliest I saw in the Chidah, but and then he says Yesh Od Harbei Talmud Adav. There's other reasons for it. But anyway, that's the Chidah is Drusha, so to speak, since it says after Esav Vayashav Vayomahu Esav Adarko Seira. So and then the Yaakov Noso Sukoso. So Esav is the Malach Hamavet and the Sultan and everyone. He says Kavur Mefarshim. I didn't see her, but doesn't matter. Whoever, the Chizal quotes it, right? So everything we're fighting against in Yom Kippur, Esav and the Seir and the Sultan and everything else, they all went back. And now Yaakov Noso Sukoso. Yaakov went to the Sukoso. Okay, that's the Chidah's Drasha. On the page in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachma Shlomo there, Shlomo Kruger, has a different drasha, and the end is in the top phrase of Dalad. So I'm going to find it here. Let's see. The end is in the top phrase of Dalad. He has it in top phrase of the second simon. Okay. He says, Yom HaKippurim, so Yom Kippur, when we do tshuva, mechusin avonim emenu. When Kippur, we do tshuva. Okay, so our sins are, so to speak, covered up by Kodesh Baruch Hu. I was commenting on the Dibra Maslach mitzvah sakan. Yeah, mitzvah sakan asukum yarachem and Kippurim. Okay, it's nearby, and I'll go from the beginning. Hine ma the somach zel hakodem near the zeh shayach lezeh. Hine yesh bu yishalmi and so it says chisa anan hakatoris. The smoke from the Ketores, which was, of course, the central part of the Avodah Zarah on Kippurim. So it says, V'chisa on the Ketores. V'chisa is there. Ain't there more? What's covered up here? V'chisa on the Ketores. K'shomer, so he says, based on a pasuk, that it means the sins are, so to speak, covered up. Our aveiros. When we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers up, so to speak, or gets rid of our aveiros. Okay? And cast them away, huh? Okay, that's also true. Yep, good. Anyway, lechach nemar v'chisam haketoros hakaporis mishi Yisrael mechatzel avon seimenu yisbaruch hu lechach keneged kisui zeh she Yisrael mechatzel lefon of yisbaruch banan haketoros mishalim haKadosh Baruch Hu techet besukos lechatzel sozom mizerem u'mimotar HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us from the elements, so to speak.
Of Yom Kippur, that's the Pesach and Achrayim Moshe. And Yom Kippur, the Chidah Nakatar, and the Anane HaKavod. We sort of get rid of our sins and block our sins, so to speak, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. Okay, somehow, there's a drasha that's both Anan HaKatoris, and Anane HaKavod, that cover up our sins, because Baruch Hu covers us and protects us. That's his reason. Okay, these are all nice, drushy kind of
and
reasons.
Yeah,
what's that? Oh, the Ishiti had a Lidden Sukkot, yeah.
Anyone say something like, right after Yom Kippur ends, maybe the
Samachta Bechagecha
kicks in? This is like a forerunner of...
Maybe, okay, because there is this concept of Simcha Motzei Yom Kippur. That there is. As a matter of fact, we couldn't do this because it was cloudy. But, ordinarily you're supposed to be hanging. You're supposed to be Simcha when you do Kiddush Havana. That's why we don't do Kiddush Havana right after Tisha B'Av unless you eat something first, officially. Because, but Yom Kippur, you don't have to eat first because you're in such a good mood by Simchas, because you had the Simcha Mechilas Avonis.
So maybe
you're right. Lechecho was Simcha Lachmecha, and they have a Basco came out, so the thing was a goal. And so there's a concept of Simcha, so maybe relate to that. Introducing Simcha is not good. There's also an idea, even on Yom Kippur, late in Yom Kippur day, we don't, we had the, as you saw, the Duchen by Neela. Okay, and
that's done before creation.
Yeah, it's a mess. I remember it's supposed to do it during the day, so until you get to so we did the yeshiva, they said every line of Avir Malkeinu out loud, one by one.
And that took
a delayed it, yeah.
Give a shiva.
Right, something, but the mood's not right there at the time. Anyway, but be that as it may, so the same thing, the Kalanim are also supposed to be a cheerful mood when they, in fact, that's Ramon writes, that's what we don't do it except for Yom Tov, because it's such a good mood all the time, because we're dull. So by the end of Yom Kippur, you're not such a cheerful mood. How do you do it? And the answer is because you are, because of the, there is a concept. Okay, let me just read one other, the Mate Ephraim, it's very important to say for of Halachim, Piske Halachim, Rav Chaim Zalman Margolius, on the Yom of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Shari Ephraim. On, right. Yeah. So, it's true. Anyway, so the Matei Ephraim is on the laws of Rosh Hashanah Kippur and part of Sukkot. So, talk for Ishchav Hei, so on the bottom of the page, so you have here also, he mentions this practice to begin the. Okay, that's what he brings. So in the commentary, you have some of the different editions are doing commentaries, but the Elif Hamogain writes, Miyad, Sukkot New Dalad, Hachacham and Biorosho, the Hazmin of Yom Kippur, Mezel Dover, Kadela Haskel, Beor Motzim Kippur, Mesikon Asukkah. Have something ready to at least to start. Okay? The Evamsher, Tov Shagam Hagmar Me'asukkah Yeb Motzim Kippur. You can? Okay, all right, got to have a quick building of Sukkah. You can do that. Now, in Sukkot and Tezvav, he writes, for the reason behind it, he says, he has different reasons. Okay, about Tom, Shamadakim, Maskun, Techim, Mosul, Yom Kippurim, but here's Sukkot, the law takes me mitzvah, mitzvah. Then he says, Kosu, the Svarim, Kihayo, Shayet, Sahara, Miskane, Beno, Omevakesh, Lapilo, Sodom, Igor, Rama, Labira, Mikta. Okay, the Yet, Sahara, you know, after Yom Kippur wants to bring us down a few pegs. You know, I remember one of my Rebbeim, Radulitz said that he was a rabbi for some rabbi here in Tinek, the shul. He was the first rabbi of Bnei Shore. But he was a rabbi in MTA for many, many years, and lived in Florida. And he was the first rabbi of Bnei Shore. He was a visitor. He wasn't married. He was learning yeshiva. He came for Shabbos, that kind of thing. But anyway, he didn't live here. Anyway, but before, he told us once that before that, he was, I guess, a rabbi Yom Naran somewhere, whatever, he made a few extra dollars, I suppose the guys used to do that. So he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles to the Sultan Mila and says, see, my children are all davening, you know, they're all praying, how devoted they are. And the Sultan says, let's see if they have a minion for Myra. That's right. I remember hearing this. There was some shuls,
yeah,
but they wouldn't blow the shofar until after Myra. Because people would hear the shofar, that's it, end of story, goodbye.
I think it was a different reason. They also go shofar after marriage.
Is that right? That wasn't the way.
They didn't give that reason.
That's because people hear the shofar, that's it, you know, so people pack up. Yeah.
And marriage, mostly Yom Kippur.
Why say Burachim? That's you?
No.
Oh, that's a difference because you're Ne'ila, yeah, because, right.
There's nothing with
Ne'ila? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, but be that as it may, I guess people knew that, so they ran out. But anyhow, so with that, the Elif Hamogin, right? People, the Yetzer Hara starts playing. So therefore, he says, "Al Ken Yisrael Haskel take my mitzvah." Derek, you know, you get the better of him. But Od Kosutam was that Kim Otzeim Kippurim Ain Lecha Adam Yisrael Sheino Tor Mekdushim Kippurim. Often kilo milvad shasuka yeinase midvarim she'enam akabum tuma. Suka has to be the schachas has made that sound good. She'enam akabum tuma. And people are akabum tuma. Yeah. No, so she yeinase beguftar benaki kela hashu shkino maseh dam. Okay. Anyway, so that's the different reasons why. But again, all of these reasons are, you know, they're cute. They're like we're Muslim, and okay, you know, if you can, you should try and build your suka before. Right after Yom Kippur, even maybe the whole thing, at least certainly the next day.
Okay. Of course, we have a choil for every day.
Yeah, but don't shock us to learning. It makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, but all of these reasons, again, they're nice reasons, and it's, you know, sounds like a hiddur, a chatchila, and so on and so forth. Okay. So I'd like to go through with you a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, in Chelek Archaim, seen Tof Nun Tes, which was written to one of his Talmidim, who wrote also a tshuva, Chelkis Yoav. We all are sure. Okay. He says, Yikras Mikhtawa Higyanav Chalamoid. So he got the letter from Chalamoid. But here, Bala Hoshim Rosh Adarasi. Apparently, the Avnez is given a shear. And in the shear, he said, Shiyan Shabbos Bein Tayim, in a year when it is like this year, Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Shabbos Bein Tayim, Bein Yom Kippur and Chagat Sukkot, Mechuyavim Laso Sukkah Kodam HaShabbos. You must build your Sukkah before Shabbos. Why? The Choshev Mavir Al HaMitzvah. It's not just what we saw before, maybe Zrizus, was a hither, but there's a din called Ein Mavir Al Mitzvah. Now, there's a lot to figure out. Where's the overlap? There's Ein Mavir Al Mitzvah, Mitzvah Bali Ada Al Tach Mitzena, Zrizin Mag Dimon, Mitzvah B'Shaita, what is it? B'Shaita, Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, and Shihud Mitzvah Lo Mashinon. There are a number of different things. And I believe that Rav Moshe Weiss somewhere has an answer, but I think also one's going to share about it.
But
I only understand these different things.
Okay. Are he doing it?
Right, but this is A, right. Exactly. That's exactly the point. All these things are nice, reason, Magdimin, but A and Mavir, the language is strong language.
It's only when it's in your hand.
So he says, it's why? Kevin Shabbos Bein Tayim, She'eno Ro'i Lasso Sukkah. You cannot build the Sukkah on Shabbos, right? Well, there are lots to build. So therefore, once he nekodem a Shabbos, achar Shabbos, shnei zmanim chalukim. Meaning as follows, ein mavir al mitzvah, what he's suggesting, if I have a mitzvah to do today, okay, and I could do it at 9 o'clock in the morning, I could do it at 10 o'clock in the morning, so if I delay it at 10 o'clock, that's not a violation of ein mavir. It may be not zrizim, it may be like a bris, you'd be late in the day, you know, pigeon, whatever. Okay, you may not be mekayim the hider, as a mezuzah said, of zrizus, but it's not ein mavir al mitzvah. However, once you hit a time where you can no longer do the mitzvah now disappears. So now you have blown, so to speak, that mitzvah. Okay, it comes back tomorrow, but that's already a mavir al mitzvah. That's a chiddush. I don't know. That's an ingenious chiddush.
So many other cases.
I know. So listen to what he says. Let's hear what he says. He says, Kema, huh?
Pesach starts on Monday night. That's a big
matter. Okay, so now, the underlying assumption. So the underlying assumption here, okay, this is important. We've talked about this in past years, is there is, in fact, a mitzvah to build the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to bake matzahs, okay? There's a mitzvah to eat matzahs. That's the question. Is there a mitzvah to build the sukkah? There's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, that we know. Obviously, in order to sit in the sukkah, it has to be built. Okay, but is it a heksher mitzvah? There's a lot of literature about that. Okay, maybe a machlok is bavin Yushalmi. Yushalmi implies, and Rashi and Makkas in one place implies that way, and Shavuos, you know, that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah as well. The Netziv in the Hanukkah Shel and the Sukkot has, we've spoken about this in past years, I'm saying quickly, has the idea that it is a heksher mitzvah, but it's a heksher mitzvah haksuba b'Torah, because the takaz b'Torah, because the Torah says Chag Sukkot tase lecha. Okay. Obviously, in order to have a shofar, someone has to get a ram's horn and clean it out. But there's no hold that that's a mitzvah, because you have to have a shofar. You mentioned baking matzahs. Obviously, you have to have matzah. Someone's got to bake it. So anyway, we'll leave matzah out for the moment. But tzitzit also does tasa, right? Yep. So now, anyway, so listen to what he says. He says, "Kevon Shabbos Bein Tayim." It's an ingenious thing. It's a chiddush. Shana Russell Israel Hine Kodem Ashrachar Shnei Zman Achukim. Ukashemavir is mizman mazman choshev mavir. Where do I get that from? So he brings a raya from a Gemara in Megillah Davov Mabez. There's a machlokas in the Gemara there. In a year, like we just had, where there are two Adars, when do you read the Megillah? Adar Rishon or Shemes? We all know, Apsakalach, we're Adar Sheni. Okay, because we're a Misma Gula Gula. We want to juxtapose Purim and Pesach to the extent that we can. Okay? But the one opinion in the Gemara is you do it Adar Rishon. Why? Because Ein Mavir and Alamitzis. You should really, we don't pass like that, but according to that Shita, Ein Mavir al Mitzvah, he writes, Kemo, Shemigilah, Leman Domar, Kore, Ba'ad Arishon, Kishamanta, Arsheni, Choshim Mavir. Why? Kishamavir, when is Megillah read? On the 14th of Adar, right? Well, it's either the 14th of Adar Arishon or the 14th of Adar Sheni. If you wait till the 14th of Adar Sheni, then you have been violated, in violation of Ein Mavir al Mitzvah, because the 14th of Adar Arishon went by. Behind him, we should say Yomim Shabbat Tayim Einam Ruuyim Lekriyim. You can't read him on the 18th of Adar Rishon or the 7th of Adar Sheni. Since you have intervening days when you can't do the mitzvah, then it's Einam Ruuyim Lekriyim. If I read the middle of the afternoon instead of the morning, that's not Einam Ruuyim Lekriyim. Maybe it's not Zrizus, but it's not Einam Ruuyim Lekriyim. So he says, so that's the Avdenei Zechidish. Al Nam Shabbat Ramos, Sof Sim Tafar Shabbat Chavei, Masha Zolom Choshiv machmit mitzvah ein Shabbos ben time. Look, the Ramah we started with, the Ramah just said in Tafresh Chavei, I'll read it again, okay, I mean, because the Ramah's lashon was, umitzvah sakir sukkim yad lach yom yom kippur, the mitzvah bol yodo al yach mitzvah, right? So he says, that sounds like even there's no Shabbos, okay?
And the
assumption
that it is a mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Yushan, which makes the whole thing.
The whole Avnei Nezer is based on the assumption that it's a mitzvah. I agree with that. And that's why the second half is true. We discussed it. And he says, we don't do it. But lift those techev yom lom alav for yachmis hamitzvah. You should do it right in the morning. Right in the morning, so you shouldn't be machin to mitzvah. That sounds like it's not with a Shabbos or anything in between. When he is daiti zerak l'chomer, that's just a lechatchila. Of the Shabbos being time kachu meikar adin. That's his opinion. When it's a Shabbos, it's ikar adin. That's what the Avi Neitz said in the Shir. It says Talmud the Chokas Yor, Rum al Chodah Hey Shiva Zehade asked many shkashas. Okay, the Avi Neitz Talmud the Chokas Yor asked a number of questions. In a row, she also came out of my real batsmach. Then I said, I'm Karan, I'm Mutsakim, I'll go through some of them, I'll give you the answers. If Bays. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to build the sukkah.
Yeah.
So therefore, once a period of time arrives when you can no longer do the mitzvah, and you delay past that, so now, okay, now Sunday morning, or Sunday night, Erev Abdullah, the mitzvah reappears, but it's like a new mitzvah. You muffed up the old mitzvah. It's like the
fourth. Monday to Tuesday, doesn't matter.
No, because there's no time in between. You can do it.
Is it possible for any other situation to make it any candle? I mean, let's say someone's like Mister, I guess.
Yes, they have other reasons. We came in on it. I don't know. Good question. You know.
So what if he bought a baguette with Putin?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and then you can't make it on Shabbos. Maybe we'd say the same thing.
So therefore, could be. If you wait till Sunday. It's
could
not
be.
Good on.
Could be. So here's the question, what he asked, what he said, okay? He said, the Ma'aril, the original Ma'arils, right? Ma'ashakotav, the original Ma'arils, Shakotav, and Soyam, and Kippurim, Yasa, Sukkum, Yad, Afilu, Erev Shabbos, Pavur, Adal, Koponim, Chomim, Michol, Zayil, Erev Shabbos, Ani, Kach, Peres, Ma'aril, that's what the Ma'aril went. The Lom, Rebayim, Chalmotim, Kippurim, Behem, Tashavuot, Shiasa, Sukkum, Yad, Bethesh, Shev, Mechal, Chayel, Umishum, Zvizim, Akim, Mitzvahs, Achafilu Chal Be'er Shabbos. If Purim, if Yom Kippurim and lands on if Yom Kippur lands on a Thursday, okay, and it's Tzorach LaHachin LeShabbos, you got to prepare for Shabbos. That's also in the right. Maybe Kedei Kedusim VeChinos Hashiravu. Ubi Shabbos Kav Matan Torah Chamishi Bottom is Bech. We give a Karpa Bishishi Lohel Apnai Mishum Kol Shabbos. I'll get the bride from that. Bride for that. Not for us now. Mikol Mokom. Yasa Sukkum Yad. He's saying the Ma'aril is saying even when Yom Kippur lands on Thursday, so therefore Thursday night it's Mashar Shabbos now.
Okay,
and we have those some years. He said, and there's a din to prepare for Shabbos. Nonetheless, the Ma'aril says even then you have to build the sukkah. Mikol Mokum Yasa Sukkum Yad. The mitzvah of Yorcha. Why? He says the cave of the Shabbos. That's my explanation. Right, okay. So
even on Wednesday it came.
Right, but the point is that he's saying that even in such a case, now why should it be? It must be because
so came
the Shabbos.
Which one can't be a hand first?
Well, it came simultaneously.
Okay,
yeah.
So
then
why? Okay.
No, right, but I guess he's saying that here you're going to have to find a way to do both. You have to, because the came on the Shabbos Mavsik, Choshev Machmit. Now, we call Mokom, here's your point. We call Mokom Me'ikra Din. I mean, it's a Shabbos, you know, Sof, you don't need the Sukkah until Sunday night.
Right.
And Shabbos, I'll be called Moko, Hora Marila, Zariz Atzmo, Lasso Zevizet. I mean, technically speaking, he's addressing your point. You're correct. Okay, if you have to spend all that time getting ready for Shabbos, do it.
But
save yourself some time.
He should do Shabbos first.
Okay, fine.
Shabbos Mekudah,
fine.
Shabbos
that's fine. Do it first, but his point is the Tzorach Lazaris Atzolat Zevazem. But Ach Mishana Azos and Mosiyon Kibriyom Hey Chiyuv Gomer Lasu Kibriyom Hey. But a year like ours, like this past year, where it ended Wednesday night, okay. So then you have then your body should build the sukkah right away. Okay, that's your thing, huh? At least start it, but start it at night and finish the day. Start it at night, finish the day. That's what he's saying.
But
yeah.
What do you mean by you must?
Now, I mean, you know, Torah Lazar is Atzma. Now, so that's how he dismisses that. That's how he interprets the Ma'aril. In other words, that even in a year, okay, in a year when it's in Kippur ends Thursday night, and let's say Taka, your scenario, there's not off time, then obviously Shabbos takes precedence. But you should try and do both. Now the next question the Chalkas Yom asked, those give all Masha Hiksha Ma'ariah, May Re'iyah, Re'iyah V'chagigo, She'im lo Hikui V'rishon Hikui V'sheni, Lo Rak Maguna, Lo Rak on a say the mitzvah of all the whole regular Shabbos Bezoch. He says, we know that it did, I'll say that outside, that when you came for Sukkis and Pesach and Shavuot, so you had to bring really you're supposed to bring them the first day. But the whole rest of the week is Tashlum, and you can make it up. Now, isn't it? Yes. But that's how we assume. Okay, now, says the Chalkas Yom, 1 second, but every, look at Shavuot now, but Pesach and Sukkis both have a Shabbos in between. You cannot bring those Karbonos on Shabbos. They're not Docha Shabbos. Okay, so now Shavuot, same problem. No one ever said that. All the Gemara says is you try to bring it the first day. It's Maguna if you wait till the end of Yom Tov. But it didn't say you violated Eim Avirin or Mitzvahs, right? That the Shabbos, and furthermore, you know, he says, the whole regal Shabbos was Ocho. By the way, the chain b'chol karbon shuchol hashos out of regal. And by the way, if I take a neder to bring a carbon, okay, so I have to bring it by to by yontif. The question is,
does that have to, okay, huh? You say in the middle of December you make a I raise a kadosh maktish this sheep to be a carbon. Should I have to bring it that day?
That's what he's saying. Yeah, that was the that's the chalkas yom tana. He said any carbon, because how do we say in the Gemara you can wait till yontif or let's say like the 3 yom tov, whatever it is. Not my issue, not at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, but you have to wait for, you know, what do you mean? As soon as Shabbos comes, there's a problem. Okay.
You finish Musaf and Shabbos.
All right, so, and then he says, no, but that there was no intervening time when you couldn't do it. That's, again, remember, the Avnei's Kiddush is when you have an intervening period of time, you can't. Okay, the Kiddush is that's a mitzvah, but that's not his Kiddush. Many hold this mitzvah. But the Kiddush of Avnei's is that any time there's an intervening period when you can't do the mitzvah, then you run into Eim Avirin al Mitzvah. That's his chiddush. And he says, and then Chavtis Yoav's further point is, Old Kosher Gam Gufa Dover Tumu Be'en Avod. The Shabbos Yenikar Masik came on Eno Zman Ptur. It's not that the mitzvah doesn't apply. Technically, you can't do it because it's Shabbos, right? Mishum Yisr Shabbos. Okay? Or, for example, you can go, Ukemo Makeh, Delo Nikar Mitzvah Seh Shazman Groma, Mikoch Yisr Shabbos. Is building a Makeh Mitzvah Seh Shazman Groma? No. What do you mean you can't do it on Shabbos? I mean, so, like you say, anyway, so he, nevertheless, Adonizer, you know, sticks to his guns, and he says, as far as the Karbonos, he brings, you know, Nela, Mikvot, Taroso, Mishnah, Shlema, the Krisis, okay, so Mishnah, Krisis, Abzadam, Abed, which says, I'm not going into the details now, but he says, it's true, you can't bring personal Karbonos on Shabbos, but you can bring Karbonos on Shabbos, and he proves from that Gemara. It's not. You can bring. Yeah, he says. The Mashalos Man Mitzvah Machos is Mishum Sheroy LeKarbon Tzibur Chosher Zman Mitzvah After Karbon Yachid. You technically can't do it, but he brings a raya from that Gemara. Okay, you can look it up. Okay, and as far as
mitzvah building the
sukkah.
You can say the mitzvah.
So you have. So there are. That is a machokas. Because we should assume that there's no building, where is it, what's the mitzvah to build the sukkah? This whole Adnanezah is built on a premise. Yeah, that it's done. That's done. Yeah, that's chach. Enough to be kosher sukkah. Enough to put up a decoration. Enough to put them. Now, and as far as the issue with Makeh, he said it's not the same thing because. If the Makeh could fall down, you know, then it would chayv again, even on Shabbos. You can't do it, but all right, anyway, the bottom line is that's the chiddush of the Adonizer. Now, and the rest of the tshuva, he discusses this issue. Okay, there's no mitzvah to begin with. Okay, so that's a big machokas. That's not our topic, but it has nafkaminas. For example, we have a principle called mitzvah bo, yosin v'shlucho. Does that apply to a Hechsher Mitzvah also? Is it a bigger Indian for me to build my own sukkah rather than to hire some of these guys who put up posters around here, you know, or add in the paper? There's no mitzvah. Not if I can't do it, of course, you can get someone else to do it. But is there a mitzvah of Yosef and Shulchan? You know, so many assume not, but according to the Sinsim and so on and so forth, and that's what the other Nezer subscribes to, brings rise to. Anyway, that is the, my opinion, very fascinating chumrah of the Avdei Nezer, that a year like this, where you have a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and it's proper to make sure your Sukkot is completely built prior to Shabbos. Otherwise, you run into the problem of Ein Mavir No Mitzvah.
Did it last Sunday?
That's for sure. But again, there are some who say, you know, really supposed to do it, but based on Ramah, do something. I think in some of the Shalom, they write, if you build it before, leave something to fix right after Yom Kippur, and so on. Okay? Anyway, so this is one Chassidus Rebbe, huh?
Shabbos being a reset button like that.
Tremendous Chassidus, huh?
Right. I mean, that's like, it's kind of like saying, like saying, like, okay, you know, Bria Sa'olam, we're done. Now we're going to start everything over again.
Okay.
New mitzvah, new.
But again, the idea is that you couldn't do it.
Right,
it's a tremendous Chassidus. I thought people find it interesting. It's an interesting comment.
I think it's the way we can get into these opportunity things altogether. The original Gemara. Cohen has something in his hand, and he wants to let
that's a further question.
He can't,
right.
But he's
right.
Standing in front of
right,
him.
Right, right. That's
the
same. Yeah. Okay.
Mishnah Berurah brings a possibility. Doesn't it? You want to pass one shul.
Right, to go to another shul. Is that ain't my brain on this?
Same
yeah.
Thing,
though. Yeah, yeah. But again, huh? You're right. But anyway, the point is that the. So anyway, I'll go down now. But it's a good aura. But again, the Chiddush of the Nezer, I think it's an ingenious Chiddush. That since the time you push, or you said he pushed the reset button because the mitzvah is gone. So now that mitzvah, now you have a new mitzvah. Okay, good, go do it. No. Anyway, as I said before, the Avdei Nezer Sachacher Rebbe is one of the other great Chassidus Rebbe, the Mincha Zelozer, that's the Munkacher Rebbe, the grandfather of the present Munkacher Rebbe. So Mincha Zelozer in the Chelek Dalet, Simon Nunhei, quotes the Tshuvas Avdei Nezer. He says, B'Tshuvas Avdei Nezer, Yotze Lodim B'Dobar HaChadosh, Mashachideish V'Dorash, B'shon Shechal Erev Sukkot B'yom Aleph, like this here, the Sunday Erev Sukkot. Shemechuyavim Laso Sukkot Kodom HaShabbos. The Choshev Marvel HaMitzvot. Kevin Sheshabbos Ben Taim. Shein Yochel Laso Sukkot. Hinei Kodom HaShabbos Achar Shabbos Shnei Zmanim Chalukim. V'choshev Mavir Mizman Lazman. Choshev Marvel HaMitzvot K'mon Megillah. And so on. Ma'an Domar Korv Adar Rishon. K'shemamtev Adar Sheni. Choshev Mavir Miyudalos Rishon. Adyudalos Radar Shenim. V'ayinim Yishum Sheyom Ben Taim. Einam Ru'in L'kriya. V'dvarav mechilas kvod taros aroma tmuhim l'ma'ayin kasher yuvnevar l'halam bez Hashem. So here's the tshuva. He finds this whole thing astonishing. First of all, he writes, "Hinei talmido harav agom mikintz." That's the Chalkas Yov. Hirbo l'hashulav v'hisig shapir. He likes the Chalkas Yov's objection. V'ikra dover d'lo shayach lomar zvizin makdimin v'ein machmitza mitzvah rak ba mitzvah atzma like kriyas hamagil on Purim. Okay, below the chana lemitzvah, uber prat pasias a sukkah shein a mitzvah klal. They said b'shahol b'sukkah ganvach, the goy sukkah built a sukkah and so on. Technically it's kshera. Pasias a lav mitzvah, building a sukkah is not a mitzvah, and the rise he dismisses all the rise other people bring. That when a gemara takes, you know, there's other rise he thinks that he brings them. But yeah.
Nobody said it's an iser to walk past this lulav.
I understand. Yeah, you know, the time in between. But that he dismisses the whole thing. Okay, that he says, Niflesi, Alagon, Godo, Kamoso. And he said it's a machlokas, a Bavli, and Yushalmi. Yushalmi seems to imply that building a sukkah is a mitzvah, but we don't follow the Bavli.
This is a problem.
Yeah, correct. I'm saying. Yushalmi states. But the Bavli disagrees. Okay, so why suddenly here he's worried about the Bavli? And then he writes toward the end of the tshuva. I'm not worried about the Bavli. So he thinks the whole raya from Megillah. Don b'zem neishas Shabbos bring time choshem mizman lazman mavir la mitzvah kmo sham l'mandem and korban arishon shramtem ar sheni choshem mavir kaven shud v'dabar arishon v'dabar sheni hayomim shabing time ein ruin l'kriya. He says a nice reason, but that's not what the Gemara says. Hine zeh atam mishum shayom bein time. Right, namely, Hainu Chatzi Chodesh Hasheni Shal Ad Rishon, the Chatzi Chodesh Rishon Shal Ad Sheni, Ein Ruy Lekriya, Nikra Mavel Mitzvah Zelo Nizkar Shana Gemara Mefarshim. Nobody says that. Nobody says that's why. Okay, Lo Minayvul Amik Tosi Mitam Zev. Adarabba, he quotes it. Tosi seems to apply not like that. Okay, and therefore he says that that's not the reason. Okay, that's what the Gemara means. It means just not delaying the mitzvah. Docha. Okay, Avol Ein Dinyon Klal Kishemaschil Lasos Sukkah. Okay, a guy stuck here. A guy starts building the sukkah last night, right after Yom Kippur. That's going to be Ein Mavriel on mitzvahs because he didn't finish it before. Because now it's a new mitzvah. He finds it very difficult. What's causing you to stop? Let's say the following thing. Okay, in Myri Kishimis Atzel Lachinam. Okay, I'm building a sukkah. I decided to go for a walk. I decided to go watch the playoffs or something like that. Okay, there you can say machmas hamitzah. I feel lochal Shabbos mitzvah.
Right.
I'm in the middle of building my sukkah. So I stopped to do some dvar b'talem. So that's machmas hamitzah. On the other hand, be matzik b'emtzah because I got to go to shul. Okay, kishmas palo. Oh, so I got to go to sleep. He's tired. Olecho olchelze shayidei zemuchach lahavsi v'chol pam. He stops several times because he's got to go to work. It's time for dinner. Time for mincha. So he says. So that's not going to be called Ein Mavriel Mitzvah. Oh, Mikolsha came. He made Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't stop because of Shabbos. Without a work. Shechal Beitamar. But by the way, Kahogan left sneaker. He's doing the right thing by stopping because of Shabbos. Which, is there some problem? He says, so therefore, he rejects the whole thing. Yochol Hasim Yarachem Kivul Gnol. So the man. Yeah, man, lema is a muchach lavo beli harav. Man is to stop without. Man is straight. Can't ever stop for anything. Can't stop to breathe. Take a drink of water. Shola hafsik gam behefsik achila v'shein atfila kielze. Okay. So therefore, he thinks. And you mentioned. You said before. Hachana Shabbos is tadir. You know, and so on and so forth. So anyway, to make it short, man hooks always rejects the whole thing. He thinks the whole thing is. And he says at the end, v'tivihani al adam gadol kamohu. So. There wasn't another thing because it was more important about sukkah than the darbatashman. Tell them, oh, you better go build your sukkah right away before Shabbos. They couldn't find anything else to talk about. Okay. Okay, yeah. Oh, maybe Shahaya Iro Kulam Tzadikim, his town in Sokhachev, everybody's such a big tzaddik. There's nothing else to warn the people about Lazira. Cloud the Shum Indian Rock shall come you say kazoo.
Will be plus behind
it. So needless to say that Menchas Rosa was very hurried. Okay. And but he takes on the other play. Abinez was a genius. He was, I mean, a genius. But Mechazor takes him on. And Mechazor
did so. Father
Shemeshma? Was the father Shemeshma, yeah. Anyway, in terms of just another interesting point from some contemporary poskim, Nassim Gestetner, in his Chubas, Shayos Chubas, Lahoros Nassim, Chelik Beis, Sinan Mem Ches. He deals in general with this whole issue of, and we spoke about in the past, whether there's a mitzvah taka to build a sukkah or not. Okay, Aldvar im ikra mitzvah be'etzem asiya sukkah, v'chayev los, and then he says, v'chayev los, v'asa sukkah kodom on Shabbos, v'shana she'e Shabbos yon kippur v'shabbos. He quotes this, and then he discusses that most of this, a lot of tshuva, so that this machos b'avim yishalmi, he wants to say, maybe the b'avim agrees, okay, discusses a lot, because towards the end of the tshuva, at the very end, he says, he quotes that in the Tziv, in Otsu Beit. A week ago, Dov of Ika Mitzvah Etzem Asiya Sukkah, Ra'isi Shehech Muzeb Sefer Hamek Shelo Shultos, and Parshas Zos HaBrocha, and Kuf Samach Tes, the Diek Meloshen HaShiltos, the language of HaShiltos, was the Mechaim in the Beit Yisrael, the Membad, Metal Alto, you have to build the Sukkah. Okay, and then Umeisa Bashiva Yom and Sitna, Mashal Ika Mitzvah Sasiya Mavad Mitzvah Yeshiva, Behela Dasiya Yachonah of Reshes Betorah, Ayin Shavarech. And he says, really, there's such a lesson to say for a pardis of Rashi, Mechuyov and the Beis Yola, Mebet Sukkah. Right.
According to this, it becomes a full-fledged mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the other guy and me.
No, but that's why.
This
is Mahar. Nothing is standard.
But that's because of the process.
That's what he says, yeah.
So that will apply also for mitzvah, part of the mitzvah.
That's what he says, yeah. Okay. Anyway, but then he says at the end, we call Mako Iker Dino Shalab de Nazer, Shishai of Lassa Sukha Koroma Shabbos, which from Aim of Rima Mitzvahs, Adai and Sarkhim. The Nehi, the Iker Mitzvah, the Sias Asuka. Okay, let's grant that there is Takana, I'll give you that. But we call Mako Vadai the Tachlis Hamitzvah, who Shukhaleshimba. The main Tachlis is Sinim. Uchabur Menachos, Ain Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvah, that's why we don't make a bracha on the building, even if it is a mitzvah, because it's not finished yet. The mitzvah is finished when you eat in the Sukha. As long as it's done in time for you to be able to sit in it, then it's okay. All right? And therefore, he quotes others who agreed with, disagreed with Avdin Ezer, and he said, furthermore, Shabbos lo choshiv hefsik uzman p'tur. hold the rock, ayin isur revila. You know, the Gemara says ayin revila. You do it, except the only problem is there's a lion in the way. You got to get past the lions to be able to do it, right?
Extraneous issue.
Yeah, in other words, Shabbat is a, I should pull the sukkah. You're right. Yeah. The only thing is, there's a lion in the way. What's the lion? The din it says, on Shabbos. So, but it's an extraneous issue. So that's how he assumes as well.
Not going into
Shnei's Manu Chalukim. Right, he just dismisses that. And Dain Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, his Chulis Minchas Yitzchak, this is Chelik Yud. It's in Kuf Mem Aleph. It's in the Kosher Mishpat section. There's an addendum in those days. He quotes the Avni Nezer. He apparently gave this to Rosh and Shabbos Shuvah, whatever. So you have to try and build the Sukkah before Shabbos, and, you know, the old Rosh, as we explained. Because Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, brings the right from Megillah. Again, his Yisod is came in the age of Zman Bein Time, the Efshar Shaykh Ein Mavirin. There's a time you can't do it, that's his Chiddush. But he also, and he quotes the Michal Zolah, it's a rejected. Okay, but he writes, I'm not so sure I like the Michal Zolah's ending. Of saying what? The Avnei had nothing else to tell the people about. That's his mizaris and also tzaddikim. He said he pshita shekosva came machazol sur came lahalocha. He gave the mechazolah that came out that biting ending because you know he has know the whole thing. Avazuza adrava hecha de lohayu kulam tzaddikim tzichma tzaddikim with doctor Yosef. Since everyone's not a tzaddik, the tzaddik should be doctor more. Became a mitzvah. B'chol poter v'dik nechavi yudu ve'ah. Okay. And he says, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Daled, B'yom Adin, Shokun Azchus V'Aveiros, and Yom Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs all our Azchus and all our Aveiros, the Chashmonos would say, Yodei Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmon, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can figure out, because you can have a mitzvah that weighs a lot more than 10 Aveiros, but one Aveiros weighs a lot more than 10 mitzvahs.
Right?
We don't know. It's a Yesh mitzvah, Sh'omit Kenegar Arbe Aveiros, V'chein B'Hifluf, If Shoka Kadosh Baruch Hu most make fellows how mitzvahs are Aveiros, so call a door. Chalu Yesh Harbe Aveiros, B'dor Tzvichta Numazos, Harbe Mitzvahs. Why isn't told him? So, the Achuyas HaKavla T'Ktava, Ravada, I call him Ahadir Yosef, he came into it. The Mechazor doesn't seem to buy into it, but he's at least a hither. Taka, build your sukkah right away at Yom Kippur, because maybe Dorena Anush of an Asinah Rabbin Yish Harbi Chotim, right? Chayavin Anachnu L'Kaimu D'Aktek Harbi became Mitzvahs, because it's Achuyos Chuyos. You know, it's not a bad idea. At the end of the day, again, most of the posts assume not like this on the Nezah's Chiddush, and that therefore, you know, it's okay to give a shiur tonight because, you know, I don't have to rush back to build a sukkah. Well, if you have time tomorrow, you can build it on Sunday. I'll just end with the Rabbi Shoshana Zalman Arbach in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo on the Yom Tovim. This is in the second volume on these modern from this time of year in Perek Zion in footnote 56. He writes, the Talmidim writer, the Ein Choshishin L'Chidusha Shalav Nenezer, Sheim Chal Yom Kippur Yom Hei, M'Chuyom L'Asa Sukkah Korom HaShabbat. Only says Yom Hei. I don't know if he means also Dalet. I don't know. Okay, in other words, I don't want to, I think he means both. There's notes in the student. I don't think it makes a difference, but, you know, that's I think the most of the people in the world are not Choshishin Korom HaShachum Yom Nenezer, but it's not a bad idea.
Like the Mishnah said, then you have okay. To do the whole bunch of things the whole year round.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was the Chalkis Yov. So he answered all of his tightness. But nonetheless, if you have time, maybe it's not a bad idea to be choshes out there either. So I wish everybody a joyous Sukkot. Next week, we're going to talk about